All right, folks, it's that time on a Wednesday, maybe a yay day. Megan is here from Green Hill First Avenue Shelter. It's time for our pet of the week. First of all, Megan, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here, and I've got the cutest dog named Eggs with me.
Yeah, I've seen him. He came here kind of a little mega celebrity. I've seen him. I know the good folks you work with at KEZI, seen his picture on social media, and he is quite the character and a sweetie. Pie.
That's right. Yeah. You know, he's making his social debut this week on social media and on TV and radio. And it's because we don't know why he's been with us so long. He is an amazing dog. He has a perma smile on his face, always wagging his tail. He loves children. He loves the outdoors. He loves hiking. He just wants to be the only animal in the house. He doesn't want to share the love with cats, another cat or a dog. So he has to be the only animal in the house. But he'll be the best animal and give you lots of love.
Yeah, he's already down by me. I think this is the third day I've worn my jeans, so I think he smells all my doggies on me. But what's the vitals on him? I mean, for those who haven't seen him, what kind of doggy is he? How old is he?
Yes.
What do we need to know?
Well, we think he's a boxer mix of some sort, maybe a bulldog mix. He's got that smushy, adorable, pushed-in face. He's 4 years old. He's very healthy. He's got a beautiful kind of brownish red coat.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, and just like I said, a really big smile. He's been taking a nap on the carpet and rolling around for belly rubs. He's been super social since we've been here. He's just a social butterfly. And when we walked by the other dogs today in the kennel, he didn't flinch. So, you know, it's more just he doesn't want to be around other animals. It's more he just wants to be the forever loved pup in the house. And I think he's ready for that forever home.
And for folks who are, you know, who may be familiar, maybe just checking it out, what's the process once again? I know we ask every week, but it's kind of important.
It's really important. Thank you for asking. So first of all of our dogs are at the First Avenue Shelter right now until our grand opening at Green Hill in July. All of our cats and our bunnies, small animals, guinea pigs, etc., are at our Green Hill location. So basically, you need to come meet the animal first. That's the most important thing. If you can always keep your eye on the website. You know, it changes daily, so we just keep your eye. If someone catches your eye, come on out and meet the animal, get to know it. You get to work with our staff, and they will kind of talk to you to make sure and see if it's a right fit for everyone involved. And not in Egg's case, but other dogs' case, if you did have a second or already had a dog at home, we would invite you to bring that dog with you to meet the dog to make sure that it would be an okay fit. Make sure that they're going to get along. But Eggs, of course, wants to be his own, the only
me,
animal.
Me.
Exactly.
And by the way, the website is green-hill.org.
That's right.
And you're wearing the shirt, which is about to have its first birthday. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, talked about it with Sarah, but it's, again, really, really important. Bark in the Park is a week from this weekend.
That's right. It's May 19th.
And it's really vital to what you guys do.
Yes, thank you. It's still, Bark in the Park is a 2K, 5K, 10K run walk. It's dog friendly. And it is just a huge not only a race, it's a huge celebration for Green Hill. It's a huge fundraiser for Green Hill. We have over 40 vendors coming out to celebrate with us. We have just a fin cast. We have a whole bunch of superheroes coming out to greet the crowd. You know, you never know what you're going to get. Sluggos coming on out. So we're just really excited to celebrate how much we love our animals and also just ask our friends of Green Hill to help fundraise for the animals. The money raised for Bark in the Park goes to feeding, vaccinating, and housing all the animals that come under our care so we can find them their forever homes.
All right. And again, green-hill.org. And anything you hear here, feel free to contact me. Megan, always a pleasure. Really admire the work you guys do.
Oh, we're always so grateful to have this opportunity. So thank you. And don't forget to check out Eggs, everybody. He's adorable.
Yep. It's time for your daily eggs.
Exactly.
Said it before, I'll say it a million more times. Rescuing a pet, giving them their forever home, be one of the happiest decisions you ever made. Again, learn more, green-hill.org. We'll be back with more sports talk. 95.3 The Score.